This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look, I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking to die. But I can't be a coward. I can't mince words or engage in half measures. Gotta tell the truth. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why I have openly pointed out that our goal is to bring these criminals to justice with Nuremberg 2. They have to know we know. Not enough to fire the executives or remove these people. They even had that in their war games. That's their plan. No, they got to go to prison, bare minimum. And I'll give Bill Gates and others, you know, his wife's left him, you name it, a chance out like Napoleon. We'll send you to an island if you come clean now. Here's a breakdown. They committed these crimes, and all the other tyrants and all the other would-be psychos and mad scientists need to see them jerking at the end of a rope for the millions they killed, so they understand we won't tolerate this behavior in the future because humans come first. This is our planet. We value ourselves, and we're going to go interstellar, and you're not going to stop us. And we are a pro-human, human supremacist movement that wants to empower the species. And the globalists are doing nothing but destroying our species. This is a epic moment to be alive. And the globalists admit that what they count on is the general public having a low attention span and a goldfish's memory. So we forget about the last crime they committed, and the next crime, and the next crime, and the next thing, and the next war, and the next fraud, and the next scandal, until we just become acclimated and accept it. And the answer is no, I don't accept it. I see the trajectory that you're taking us on, and we refuse to go there. We refuse to be part of this. We say no. And I'm not somebody that loves death. I don't take any pleasure in that. But they need to be executed, and you know they do. You know they need to be executed. Don't truck bomb them. Don't shoot them. Don't harm a hair on their head, because the media will spin it and it'll be turned against us. No, we just get our people elected. We take control of the institutions. Might take 5 years, might take 10. And we just blow the whistle on them, and we beaver away, and we don't buy anything they say, and we build our own communities. And then we start indicting them, and they start singing like canaries once we control the Justice Departments of the world. And we let the people that blow the whistle just get 10 years in prison. And then the kingpins get marched up on a public platform on international television. And we put a rope around their neck. And we pull the lever. And we break their neck in front of billions of people. That's what happens when you kill children and innocent people. That's what happens when tens of millions of children now have heart attacks and myocarditis, and they have TV ads going, it's normal for babies to have heart attacks. Get used to it. Defibrillators in school. It's normal. Everybody's got heart attacks now. No, that's not normal. A little kid having a heart attack and dying, or living 10 years after they're given the shot with excruciating heart swelling and they finally die. You know, in the numbers, half the people that have this myocarditis will be dead. Top experts agree. Within 5 to 10 years. They killed us. They murdered our people, and they're just getting started. They did this as a test to see if they could manage it and get away with it, and the people would buy it. Remember, the UN won't give any migrants the shot. They said, oh, it's too dangerous. And we're just going to sit here while these creeps are still in power? No, we got to get them. And you watch. You don't believe it because you're so arrogant. But one day, sooner than you think, you're going to be up on international television with that big cheering crowd right there. Because you were anti-human, and you're so into death, and you decide who lives and dies, and you're going to depopulate us, and you're going to kill us, and you're going to get what you tried to make us live through, which you did kill many people. Just like those Nazis at Nuremberg, you're going to get that neck snapped real good and clean. Nothing cruel and unusual about it, but you're going to die on international TV, crapping your pants, jerking at the end of a rope. We got to legally and lawfully take over the system, and then They got to be executed. And look, that's the kind of thing makes them come after me. Because they know I'm a very serious person. It's the kind of thing to get me killed. But it doesn't matter. It needs to be said. They murdered 20 million people. They need to die.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're doing on air tonight what the social engineers, the arrogant Henry Kissingers and Zbigniew Brzezinskis and Lord Rothschilds and David Rockefellers and Klaus Schwabs and Bill Gates thought we wouldn't do. We've organized. We've set up infrastructures. We've gone through hell and been attacked, but we haven't given up because we know there's not just evil in the universe. There's good. And there's a lot more good in the universe than evil. But as Thomas Jefferson said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, we're not going to do nothing. We're going to do a lot. And we've done a lot together. We've changed the world. This broadcast, our guest, our crew, our reporters, we are writing the talking points based on the truth worldwide. We are the center of the fight, the fulcrum established by God in his eternal will to be here at this time. As the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. I forget what Bible verse that is. Guys, pull up the "when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it." Now, I told you on October 7th that Iran was running the attack on Israel. And, of course, that all came out. And I even had people close to me go, "No, no, they say it's Hamas." And I said, "It's Iran." And I went on and I said, and they had some secret deal with the globalists because of all that massive money they sent them right before. You don't need to be smart to see that. And what was declassified 2 weeks ago in Israel and all over the Israeli news? The military knew 1 year before of the exact attack plan, including the targets. They're like, "What, is Israel working with Hamas?" Israel's a group of people. It's like saying, is Obama a Chinese agent? Yes, or we know. But this was a setup. A segue from the failure of NATO in Ukraine into the new Middle Eastern wars, they're now saying it's going to last a decade. I've got documents there. It's their new money laundering operation. So the Palestinians are the target. The Jews are the target. We're all the target. Did the Jews get a pass with the government with the poison shots? No, they were hit some of the worst over there. And I'm not lionizing the Jews and an apologist. It's the reality. So, you need to understand that. It's Isaiah 5:9-19. "So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." That's us, folks. We are the standard of the Lord. Imperfect as we are, we know we're sinners and fallen, but we want to follow God, and we got courage. And we'll say the things nobody else will say. And the only reason I'm still alive, I get this question so often on the street. Why are you still alive? Because there's not just evil in the universe. And because I'm protected as long as God wants me to still be here, I will be protected. People ask me, I was out at the park today. I got asked twice, why don't you have security? I was like, A, I don't have the money. Got it here at the office. But I said, B, I'm not worried about that. I've got God. One man said, well, what do you mean? I mean, and I said, if God wants me to get killed, that's God's business, and I'm not going to blame God. I've said the selfish prayer to protect my children. I've said almost like some trade-off, but it's not like that. But God will provide. And I signed on to this mission. I was literally approached by the Holy Spirit. Years into my operations and literally baptized in fire. And three times in my life, I've crossed a spiritual Rubicon. And I've just in the last week passed the fourth line. And the knowledge, the brain boost has just been astronomical. But it's hard to even interpret it all and focus it through this rose-colored darkly. But it's just amazing. I'm where I want to be. You know, they always say about soldiers and Marines and sailors and flyers that die, they'll say at their funeral, he was where he wanted to be. And that's it. I asked for this. So they kill me or put me in prison. Please don't let that be a victory in your mind for the enemy. It's a victory for us, folks. To stay the course. To go to the tribulations. I was watching Nixon's farewell, goodbye. He was certainly not perfect, but he was pro-America, so they got rid of him. And he said, you know, if you're not been in the valley, you don't know the spectacular views of the top of the mountain. And I don't even want to be at the top of the mountain. The valley's pretty beautiful, actually. I want to be down here with the people and the fight, the blood and the guts, the tears. So before I plow back into this news, this is all a big test, and we all know that. And it's a real pleasure to be associated with this great audience of activists and this crew and all of you and what we've done together. We've already changed the world. We've already done devastating attacks on the enemy. But we didn't do that because we hated the enemy. We did it because we love the people. I forget who said it. Who can look this up? We don't fight because we hate those that are in front of us. We don't fight because we hate those in front of us. We fight because we love those that are behind us. And as a man, I can't hold back 1% in this fight. Even though I can see the metaphysical lines I'm crossing. Because that's my job. And I'm not going to stand down when I have been so blessed and so honored to know all of you and to be in this fight. But the enemy is planning some really horrible stuff. Stock market crashes, power outages, giant terror attacks, race war, new bioweapons to be released. It was G.K. Chesterton, or is that C.K.? I can't read this cursive. The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. You're fighting people because you hate them, folks. You shouldn't be in the fight. The enemy only wins when you hate them. Richard Nixon said that, too, in his farewell speech. It's true. It gives them a power when you hate them. I feel sorry for them. When I see my enemies and I've got to be around them, I look at how stunted spiritually are, how wicked they physically look, and how weak they are. And I know they're slaves, and I feel sorry for them. Because we are eternal beings. And they're going to have to pay for what they've done. And so they shouldn't fear the system on this planet, and all this wonderment around us. They should fear failing the test. Because you fail this test, you get cut off from eternity and God and isolated and locked in a box with all of your evil to spend eternity with yourself instead of eternity with all the good souls and all the honorable people and all the amazing intellects and all the incredible leaders and just the average people that did what was right. A sea of tranquility. A sea of completion. An ocean of absolute victory. Indescribable in words. But I'm going to stop preaching. When we return, the enemy's plan to kill at least 7 billion people through energy cuts and starvation, and even the head of the event has now come out and said that. Yes, it's time to make a choice. Join us or join Satan.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
All the listeners, including all the new listeners, to listen to me very, very carefully. I have more than 15 clips. I'm going to try to get to most of them. And if I don't get to all of them, I'll cover it tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. Central. But you have to understand, we have actuaries. We have mathematical computations of the energy it takes to run the planet. We have plenty of it. It's from the Earth. It's good for the planet. It creates a better, thicker atmosphere. Our atmosphere has gotten very thin. Scientists believe that Mars once had an atmosphere but didn't have a big enough gravitational field. And so once it was no longer volcanic and it cooled down and the volcanoes were not putting off all the gases that helped create an atmosphere, it lost its oceans and lost its atmosphere. It's got a sea under it. It's got a North Pole and a South Pole of ice. But Mars no longer has life on its surface. We know that. Maybe it never did, but it did have water, and it was warmer. They've sent the probes, they've checked it, but they don't deny that. So 0.04% of our atmosphere is carbon dioxide. If it left, all life on Earth would die, and they want to cut that. You double or triple CO2, massive increase in plants, they grow faster, they need a lot less water. It's the answer to everything. And so King Charles, whose dad was a eugenicist and wants to depopulate the world with the World Wildlife Fund, and his cousin, Prince Bernhard, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, was a Nazi in World War II with Klaus Schwab's dad. They said they want to come back as a virus and be reincarnated to kill 90% of the world's population. And so once you realize that they really think we're all a bunch of useless eaters and need to be depopulated, it all makes sense. So before I get to the new King Charles clips of this big UN world government summit they're having right now, before I get to COP28, I'm going to play a clip of Greenpeace co-founder Dr. Patrick Moore, who didn't want to kill the species and didn't want toxic waste and didn't want to cut down the rainforest. I totally agree. I'm a conservationist. He says the new Green Deal is a recipe for mass suicide. Why would anyone vote for something that is going to result in the death of nearly all humans on Earth? Yeah, the conservative numbers are half. Most numbers are 80% or more. And he goes on to say it would basically begin a process of cannibalization amongst human species because the food cannot be delivered to the stores in the middle of the cities anymore. Now, that's what all the math shows. And out of that crisis, they'll bring in a total tyranny and get the haves to sign up against the have-nots to go along with their extermination. This is all a State Department memorandum, 200 by Henry Kissinger. Got clips of that coming up and Kissinger being confronted a decade ago by the great Luke Radowski. It's all coming up today. I'll get as much as I can, but let's first go to this clip. And it's not just the founder of Greenpeace. It's now the president of COP28 has gone public. I'll read his quotes in a moment. Here's the clip.
Well, it's a recipe for mass suicide. It's just quite amazing that someone that is in government, actually elected to the government of the United States of America, would propose that we eliminate all fossil fuels in 12 years. This would basically result, if we did it on a global level, it would result in the decimation of the human population from 7-odd billion down to who knows how few people. I mean, it would basically begin a process of cannibalization amongst the human species because the food could not be delivered to the stores in the middle of the cities anymore. How would this, even just that one point, the point that bothers me the most is if you eliminated fossil fuels, every tree in the world would be cut for fuel. There's there's no other source of heating and cooking once you eliminate fossil fuels. You can use animal dung if there were any animals left, but the animals would all die too because, well, first off, they would all get eaten, and any that survived would have to go wild because there'd be nobody left to look after them. I mean, it's the most ridiculous scenario I've ever heard. I mean, there's the social aspects too. Paying people a wage who are unwilling to work. I can't believe that anybody would write that in a proposal for law in the United States of America. It's just unbelievable. So we have a situation where something completely preposterous is being backed by a large number of Democratic congressional elected representatives in the United States of America, and this is actually going to put Trump right over the top. I cannot see how this can possibly be negative for him. It can only be positive, because people recognize when something is preposterous, and I think that's the best word for it. Well, the best word for it is actually mass suicidal, but why would anyone vote for something that was going to result in the death of nearly all humans on Earth? Well, I don't know what to suggest other than not to vote for anybody who supports the Green New Deal, so-called. It's unbelievable. That, I mean, I guess many people who are in the middle of Manhattan and have maybe ever never been on the other side of the Hudson River can have these ideas in their head somehow. How do they get these ideas in their head that we could eliminate fossil fuels? Or is it just fake? Are they just faking in order to... Do they really think that a lot of people will support that? That a lot of people will think, oh no, I don't really need my car for the next 10 years. You know, I don't need to have fossil fuels. I don't need to heat my house. I don't need electricity. Where are these fast trains that she's proposing to replace airplanes going to get their electricity? Does she think that you just have to hook them up to the wires that are hanging in the air? Doesn't she know that you have to first put electricity into the wires? You know, so it's nuts.
But it's extermination. It's depopulation. I'll show the memorandum where they planned it all coming up. Pull up memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger. So it's a plan. They did it in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, Rio de Janeiro. It was Agenda 21, and now it's Agenda 2030. And they said a post-industrial world to depopulate at least 80%. That's on the Georgia Guidestones before somebody blow them up. So that's the reality. And I sit here and I tell people, you understand it takes more carbon to build a windmill than it will ever produce. Look it up. It takes more carbon to create an electric car and its batteries than it will ever drive. It's all alive. And the oil's not going away. Old oil wells, in every case, basically fill back up. But the natural gas comes back. The earth is full of it. And it's not from dead dinosaurs, folks. It's from the founding of the planet. And when the planet had volcanoes and all this, that's when there was all this gas and all this life to live. We're not one-tenth as volcanic as we were a billion years ago. Look it up. All these mountains and cinder cones you see everywhere, all these 99% of volcanoes are extinct or dormant. There used to be volcanoes everywhere, spewing gas into the air. They say, oh, we're going to tax cows. They fart. You fart. Methane holds the heat in. You want to hold the heat in. You want a hot planet. It's all crap. They told you everything would be flooded by 2007, remember? We got King Charles when we come back. I'm going to get into Henry Kissinger and more straight ahead. But we're not just saying it's going to kill billions of people. It's already doing it. And those that survive, the military-age men, are organized by the UN to then flood us with replacement migration. It's a takeover plan. We'll be back.
Supplements are the fastest growing industry in the world for the last decade, year after year, because they really work. The compounds in nature are just incredible. And InfoWars has some of the very best supplements there are. Can you find other great ones out there? Absolutely. But ours are amongst the very best, and they fund the InfoWar. So that makes it a 360 win. We have store-wide free shipping for Cyber Week, only for a few more days. We have double Patriot points, and we have so many great products. back in stock like X2 and DNA Force Plus and VasoBeats and Ultra 12. Some of the products are up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. The best deals are 60% off, right down to 25% off, but these are amazing products and they fund the InfoWar. So get the best products out there and keep InfoWars at the tip of the spear in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are on the march.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, Henry Kissinger's been a rock star with the New World Order. Yeah, Rob, read that document. Because he got it in U.S. law in 74, really in 72, but signed the document in 74, to carry out a global depopulation plan. And to cut off the resources and sterilize us with shots and chemicals in the food and water. Here's an overhead shot of it. April 24th, 1974. Look it up for yourself. It's mainstream news. No one denies it. National Security Council, Washington, D.C. Document 20506. Or is that the zip code? But you can go read it for yourself. Declassified in 1991. So, this is the official plan. They don't want you just wandering around, going to the beach or, you know, going to play tennis or
Going to church? You're useless. They've got robots for that. They want you gone. So just admit that's the policy. We can organize and stop this together. We got to have a human union. That unions for jobs. How about unions for life? We got to get serious. I want to get some to Prince Charles and this whole event, the president of it going public saying this is all a lie. It's really blowing up in their face, folks. Humanity doesn't want to fail. We want to win. But here's Luke Radowski first, over a decade ago, confronting Henry Kissinger.
Hello, doctor. Mr. Kissinger, what are you going to be doing at Bilderberg this year in Switzerland?
What am I going to do in
Bilderberg? Bilderberg, yeah, in Switzerland this year.
Do it, Bilderberg.
What happens there?
Well, it's a discussion of various topics.
Mr. Kissinger, we're going to do this way.
Your insight gives a lot to think about. Thank you so much, Dr. Kissinger.
Thank you. Good to see
you. Can you expand on your quote when you said military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy?
I never said that.
Bob Woodward said you said that.
Oh, Bob Woodward never tells.
Nancy, which way do you want
he's
to go?
He's the guy who confirmed Watergate. He's a trusted journalist.
It doesn't.
You never said that? Your greatest accomplishments have caused a lot of human suffering.
Please, sir.
Do you have any regret or remorse for the human suffering, Mr. Kissinger, that you caused millions of people in Chile and Argentina and East Timor? Mr. Kissinger, I know you're not going to respond, but I don't want your New World Order, and you won't have one, Mr. Kissinger. National sovereignty will prevail, freedom will reign, nation states will survive, sir, and you will not have your New World Order, your eugenics, because we are changed and we are taking this generation back, sir.
There's an even better Luke clip where he's like, get away from me, you screw off, bum up, bum up. And like, Senator Rockefeller, like, you got a lot of nerve, kid. You better watch it. You're in a lot of danger. So this investigative reporter, a lady, I'll put the clip on the screen. I agree with her analysis of what's in Memorandum 200 and what it deals with. Here's the clip of that.
Absolute dumpster. Have you asked yourself, why is the world an absolute dumpster fire right now? Like, is it social media? Is it, you know, TV? Why are we in such a mess today? And why are there so many stupid people, considering there's so much information out there that people can read, that they can gather, and that they can gather their thoughts with? Well, I went down that rabbit hole, and I found mind control and when it started, how it started, and how we've been developing mind control to be specific to three categories that the entire world governments and three-letter agencies have pretty much placed us in. If you're wondering where I got this from, there's a report called the Henry Kissinger Report. Let me show you. It was basically written in 1974, and it is called the National Security Study Memorandum, or the NSSM 200. It started because the government was scared that we would have a population, you know, overflow, and that we would not have enough resources to keep the population asleep, and that they would turn on the government. So literally, population growth became a national security for the government. And so they deployed a bunch, and I mean a bunch of propaganda, whether it was MKUltra, whether it was media, MSM, propaganda, indoctrination in schools, universities, high schools, you name it. Every single aspect of our life started to change so that we would fit into one of the three categories that they have us categorized now. And I wanted to show you guys a bell curve that I made that I got from the sources and pulled the information from, but I couldn't really find a bell curve of it. So I drew one for you, and I'll kind of explain what I've read in certain CIA papers. Let me show you. So out of a population in every country, so this is like an entire world population, you have truly asleep, truly awake, and then people in the middle. But let me tell you what they categorize us as. So you've got this group, which are the NPCs, and these 10% on each side are people who kind of take characteristics of both the sheeple and the awake, or the NPC and the sheeple. So you've got the NPCs, which the government calls useful idiots. Then you've got the middle group, the largest population, which is called the sheep or the sheeple. Then you have 20% goats. Now, if you've ever raised goats, you know why the CIA calls the awakened goats. And those of you who think that there is a truly an awakening happening, it's not. It's just that this 10% is getting louder. The sheep will always be sheep. And what's interesting about each group is it has nothing to do with your social status, religion, political status, or how much money you make, what your education level is. It has to do with IQ and how emotionally awake you are. And it's super interesting, and I'm thinking of doing an entire series of basically explaining to people how they're being targeted by the government for propaganda.
And that's dead on. So now let's get to King Charles, who flies around in jumbo jets as a private train, cut off the pensioners' gas allotment names, they freeze to death, told people to go ride the buses at night so they don't freeze to death in cold weather. I mean, this is a monstrous pig who's not even English, his bloodline. Nothing against people that aren't, but it's just they have a king that literally is like Transylvanian. Look it up, a Hungarian. I'm not joking. Look it up, folks. He's the House of Dracula. Direct line of Count Dracula. That's not a Bram Stoker movie or book. That's based on reality. Look it up, folks. I'm not joking. Just write that down. King Charles Dracula. It's quite the thing. Quite the rabbit trail to go down here. The rabbit hole. But let's go ahead and go to clip 35. This is King Charles. How can those which have a perverse impact be eliminated? Oh, no, that's 36. King Charles III. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth. And what he's saying here is, King Charles is the earth. The globalists represent the control. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to them, and you need to be gotten rid of. Here it is.
2050, our grandchildren won't be asking what we said. They will be living with the consequences of what we did or didn't do. So if we act together to safeguard our precious planet, the welfare of all our people will surely follow. And we need to remember, too, that indigenous worldview teaches us that we are all connected, not only as human beings, but with all living things and all that sustains life. As part of this grand and sacred system, harmony with nature must be maintained. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth.
So, they're chemtrailing with aluminum dioxide all the world, killing the seeds, the plants, the trees, the insects dying. They've got the Hadron Collider, their own scientists are making blow the earth up, the tests they're doing. They're the ones releasing GMO. They're the ones with the 5G. They're the ones saying cut down trees, carbon's bad. Literally, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Just like I said, he's the line of Count Dracula. And the 16th there or 15th there, or I say they're calling for cutting down the trees. They own a huge factory, $1 billion factory that cuts down trees, saying they're bad because they make oxygen. You cannot make this up. So everything he says is a giant lie, except we own the earth, you don't. It's ours. We are the guardians of the earth. He represents the earth while he's killing it, while he's creating this new abomination. Now here's King Charles III. How can those which have a perverse impact, those, that's us, be eliminated with all due speed? Here it is.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Your Royal Highnesses, Presidents, Prime Ministers, Ministers, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit pause. Back that up to start again. Your Royal Highnesses, Your Majesties. He addresses the globe. You have a horrible, evil, arcane royal. The most selfish, horrible person connected to all the pedophilia, his brother, Jimmy Savile, Jeffrey Epstein, all of it. And he's up there saying, Your Royal Highnesses and heads of state, we've got to cut the resources off now to save the earth. By the way, my hobby is depopulation, like Bill Gates's. The people that say they want to kill you say they want to cut your energy to save you and cut the plant's energy off the fertilizer. Play the clip.
Your Highness, Secretary General, Your Majesties, Your Royal Highnesses, Presidents, Prime Ministers, Ministers, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Royal Highnesses.
I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan for his warm invitation to speak to you at the opening of COP28. 8 years ago, I was most touched to be asked to speak at the opening of COP21 in Paris, which of course culminated in the Paris Agreement, a landmark moment of hope and optimism when nations put differences to one side for the common good.
The common good.
I pray with all my heart that COP28 will be another critical turning point towards genuine transformational action at a time when already, as scientists have been warning for so long, we are seeing alarming tipping points being reached. I've spent a large proportion of my life trying to warn of the existential threats facing us over global warming, over climate change and biodiversity loss. But I was not alone. For instance, Sheikh Mohammed's dear father, Sheikh Zayed, was advocating for clean energy at a time even before the United Arab Emirates as such came into being. All these decades later, and despite all the attention, there is 30% more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now than there was back then.
Oh, my God, it's 0.04. Good Lord, we're all dead. And a bunch of the Islamic Middle Eastern countries have gotten on board because they can shut down U.S. oil drilling, they can shut down coal we power stuff with, because then that makes their oil more valuable. But now, at the key point, the president of the event, COP28 president, says there is no science behind demands to phase out fossil fuels. The London Guardian. So the head of the event that they're praising, the president of COP28, Sultan Al Jaber, has claimed there is, quote, no science indicating that a phase-out of fossil fuels is needed to restrict global heating to 1.5 Celsius, The Guardian and the Center for Climate Reporting can reveal. Al Jaber also said a phase-out of fossil fuels would not allow sustainable development unless you want to take the world back to the caves, is a quote. Another headshot, please. Here is the article for all of you. London Guardian. The comments were incredibly concerning and verging on climate denial. We don't deny there's a climate. We deny it, that you need full control, scientists said. And they were at odds with the position of the UN Secretary General. Oh, no. Not that. More than 100 countries already support a phase-out of fossil fuels, and whether the final COP28 agreement calls for this or uses weaker language such as phase-out. Meanwhile, India, China, Mexico, and 164 other nations are making zero cuts of carbon. They're accelerating it. But see, Prince Charles and Bill Gates, the globalists, are heavily invested in those nations and control the import of goods from there. So they don't want us to have energy because there is a competition system still in Europe and the United States and other areas of the West. And so they don't want Western developers and manufacturers having access to cheap energy. By not allowing cheap energy in the West, they ensure that only the development can happen in totalitarian states like communist China they control. You see, King Charles, I can talk in your affected accent as well. Continuing, private jets headed to global warming conference literally frozen on the runways. Biden climate czar John Kerry vows, while flying on a private jet, to shut down coal plants in the U.S. to fight global warming. Please get the clip of Joe Biden ready. Remember, Obama, running for president, 2008, said, you can build a coal plant, but we will bankrupt you. Over 80% of U.S. energy was produced by coal then. Our energy has more than tripled in prices since then. They're shutting down even hydroelectric dams, no new nuclear power plants. And even top scientists admit electric cars will break the back of the system, which is all part of the planet plan. But don't worry, Pope Francis calls for elimination of fossil fuels in a historic speech at the UN Climate Conference. Of course he did. Billions in U.S. funding hasn't convinced the developing world to ditch coal because they don't need to. Surging U.S. oil production brings down prices and raises climate fears. And it just goes on from there. Here's a clip of Joe Biden. Everyone focuses on the loss of jobs at coal plants or coal mining. That is 1% in a major study of the problem, or less. The problem is they don't have the generating power to produce even current levels if they shut down even a few more, which is happening. They shut three this month in Texas. including the largest in East Texas, supplying Dallas and Houston with their power. There is no replacement. Here it is.
I was in Massachusetts about a month ago on the site of the largest old coal plant in America. Guess what? It costs them too much money. They can't count. No one's building new coal plants because they can't rely on it, even if they have all the coal guaranteed for the rest of the world.
Yeah, because you put giant taxes and regulations on it. Because they put a giant fine on any power produced by it. You can build a coal power plant, but we'll bankrupt. Remember Obama? Finish up.
I was in Massachusetts about a month ago on the site of the largest old coal plant in America. Guess what? It costs them too much money. They can't count. No one's building new coal plants because they can't rely on it, even if they have all the coal guaranteed for the rest of the existence of the plant. So it's going to become a wind generation. And all they're doing is you're going to save them a hell of a lot of money, and they're using the same transmission line they transmitted the coal-fired electric on.
But the wind isn't reliable and can't produce 10% of what they want, and the whole damn state was that. It's all a lie. Chase Geyser is set to take over here in about 6-7 minutes. They shipped your jobs to China, now they're cutting off the final thing, your cheap energy. And if you put up with it, you deserve what you get. You're not going to. But half the Republicans are on the payroll of this as well. And all over the country, liberal cities are banning fireplaces, and now they're banning gas stoves. You know what they're doing. Come on, people. And I could be shut down. I need your funding to stay on air, plus some great products you need. Finally back in stock. The ultimate 10 hours of clean energy. TurboForce is back in stock. It is the very best product out there. InfoWarsStore.com. We have store-wide free shipping. We have double Patriot points. We have X2 back in stock. We have so many great products, up to 60% off on best-selling products like BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus. They're all three great nootropics. TurboForce back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Are you with me to stop them, or are you going to roll over and die? We're electing populists everywhere, anti-globalists. We're winning. The head of this big globalist meeting came out against him. There, Elon Musk is going after him. We're going to win, but now we're at the critical juncture. So share the links to the live show. Share the links. Take clips out. I see who you are. Keep doing it. Please. And get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Store-wide free shipping right now. Great products on sale. So many products selling out. Finally, X2 back in stock. Finally, TurboForce back in stock. Get X2. Get TurboForce. You won't be disappointed. DNA Force selling out, still 40% off. Vasobeats back in stock, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best colloidal silver. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million at a really low price. We got products you need, and it keeps us on air. The only way we fail is you sitting there and not taking action. We've delivered, but we need you to stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Chase Geyser takes over in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.